Three, two, one, and welcome to this week's Primary Language and Network podcast. I'm Will, the usual host, and today we have a special guest. We have Joe Eccleshare, which I've got the surname correct.
You have done this time, Will, thank you. Hi. Good to be here, Will.
It is, absolutely. And we have been recording something really quite special today, haven't we, Joe?
Yes. Really excited about this, actually. As you know, Will, I love teaching creatively. I really do, and I really love finding different ways of embedding language across the curriculum. And I love special occasions throughout the year. So knowing that the Paris Olympics was upon us, the little cogs started whirring in my head, Will, and I was just thinking about all the different ways that we could include lots of language and include French and the Olympics.
Brilliant, brilliant. And yeah. I've been... one of the special ones who gets to see it recorded all live, and I've already seen all the ideas you've said.
More outtakes than intakes.
Always a few outtakes, but what will be in the course that we provide is of real great value.
I hope so. I think there's going to be a little something for everything. So what I've done, Will, is I've come up with my top 10 ideas for celebrating the Olympics.
Absolutely.
So there's a cool countdown from 10 to going from and then to bronze, silver and gold.
Yeah.
Okay, with my favourite ideas. To be honest, I think they're all my favourite ideas, the best ideas. So I wouldn't know which to pick and which not to pick, but hopefully...
I have a particular favourite.
Do you?
I don't want to share it, but I have a particular favourite. But that my favourite is at number 3 or 4, I think.
Right.
But it's great. I think what's really good about the 10 is they're a blend of different cross-curricular subjects.
Yeah.
So you're kind of touching upon a bit of music.
Yep.
A bit of sports.
Yep.
A bit of art and design.
Geography.
Yep. Languages, of course.
Yep.
Maybe a bit of English in there too. So there's a lovely blend of the cross-curricular subjects, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cost-effective tips. There aren't really anything there other than maybe a little bit of arts and crafts that you need to buy, potentially.
Possibly.
There isn't much you need to purchase.
Nope.
Which is great, or add-on stuff. So the actual cost that you're providing to schools is nada, which is really good.
Really important.
But also it's going to add that extra bit of specialness to certain days that are coming up in the,
well,
in the build-up.
Absolutely, and let's face it, we all hold a sports day, don't we, at the end of the year?
Yeah.
So one of the easiest things is let's link our French with our sports day.
Yeah.
Easy. There's quick fix ways in there how
absolutely,
you can do that.
Absolutely. And you've provided some great ways in there. Just simple ideas that will add some real colour to the sports day other than just the normal sports day.
Yeah.
You know, just that add a bit of Frenchness to it.
Yeah.
Focusing on the Olympics as well. So I think it's a great top 10. I have a couple of personal favourites, but what I think is people will have different favourites in there. And there's stuff you can do in the build-up and stuff you can do closer to it as well, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah. Lead up and build that excitement to the Olympics. And then hopefully our children will be really geared to watch it when they're in the school holidays.
Fantastic. And of course, this is hopefully the start of your kind of, this is the first online course that you've recorded for us. You've done similar things. You've recorded resources in the past, but not like an online video course. This is the first one that you've recorded for us, and you intend to do some more, right? That's the plan?
That is the plan. So I will be developing a series of short videos on how to support you best in the classroom and delivering exciting language content.
Yeah, who would you say it's for?
It's aimed at teachers, maybe new teachers, who've got that passion and that excitement for languages. They want it to happen. They want to see it happening in the classroom. And they just want to add that extra bit of creativity to the language.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they want to have languages visible and audible in school, shall we say.
Yeah,
they want it happening. So that's the plan.
Absolutely. We provide a lot. I think we provide a lot as a company for the non-specialists and for those trying to kind of really just kickstart their own passion for languages. But I think this is very much going to be guided towards the ones that already have the passion, but maybe don't have the know-how yet of how to really make the most of it.
Absolutely. It's that next level of language learning. What can you do to make it even better?
Yeah. And there's no better person to get advice from, I think, with this in this regard. And final thing, obviously we're in the build-up, we're a month and a half away now, away from the conference.
Yes.
So you also are going to be at the conference?
I am at the conference, yes, I will be there. And, well, it's a little surprise, I don't want to spoil that too much, but I will be You will hear the new European Day of Languages song.
That's I mean, that's
year,
enough so, that needs to be said.
That's enough to be said, yes.
There is definitely an extra special surprise attached to it.
Yes, there will be, but yes, I'll be launching that, so really excited about that.
So, the course itself will be available to all PLM members as part of membership, so to no cost. There will be a cost incurred for non-members for the Olympics course.
Yeah.
So if you will have it available on the website for you to purchase, there'll be a link on this podcast as well for you to have a look at it. We hope you make the most of it.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant course, and it's some great insight on there for all teachers to use. I mean, I've come away feeling like I've got six that I could use already, really simply. So thanks a lot, Joe, for all your effort on this.
It's a pleasure as always, Will. Thank you so much.
Ace, and hopefully we'll be seeing you in the future with some future courses.
Yay!
All right, guys, see you in the next episode, and have a good day.